just wanted to ensure that he had one funky, talented, good singing, good dancing kid. Could he then mate with Janet and not have the inbreeding and the grossness that goes along with sex with your sister?
Well, you know, that would be an interesting combination because her egg cell would carry the same mitochondrial DNA that he would because they have the same mother.
I think I blew Chris's mind with that one, man.
That blew me away.
So you think there could still be the inbreeding problems?
So, no, it wouldn't be an inbreeding problem. Because an inbreeding problem is where you get two different sets of genes which both have a genetic, one or the other has a genetic defect, and it ends up being expressed because of inbreeding. Now, if Michael Jackson simply were to split in half like an amoeba and grow himself an identical self, then any genetic problems that he has at this moment, and I'm not saying he has any,
Bigelito,
would be expressed in the twin, in the clone.
So it's possible that Michael could breed with Janet.
That would be a thriller.
Oh my God. That's never crossed my mind, I'll tell you that. I'm pretty whacked out, but not that crazy.
Does Prince have a sister?
Why? But I'm not sure that there would be any advantage, really, to Michael Jackson cloning himself with his...
Well, because you said the woman does contribute some...
Yeah.
The woman is going to contribute a few personality traits or a few genetic codes.
No, she will contribute some genetic material. Now, what exactly that genetic material does at this point, we're not quite sure.
If he just wants to make sure... That say, you know, that the woman is the one to contribute, you know, dancing skills.
Is his mother still alive, do you know?
I think her old man beat the hell out of her a long time ago. Joe. Did you see that movie on TV? Joe was like the early Ike Turner. He's beating everybody up. These guys from Gary are tough. Hey, listen, Mr. Dillingham, we have to let you go.
Well, this has been a pleasure, you guys.
No, it's don't lie.
Now, are Chris and Rob two different people, or is this two heads on one body?
It's two clones of Jim, the producer.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I know even though you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, you're from our fair town of Cincinnati, Ohio. And
I am indeed, and a lovely town it is.
Crosstown shootout coming up tomorrow.
Could I quickly say happy birthday to Smitty?
Hi, yeah. Smitty.
And say happy birthday to my cousin Craig, too.
Well, happy birthday to anybody else who's having a happy birthday out there.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday to everybody.
All the clones.
Thanks for taking time to talk to the Chris and Rob show about this scintillating, controversial topic.
And, certainly, and I'm not quite sure why the Bozians and the other Dillinghams and so forth and the Osiuses didn't call in, but I'll find out and get back to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show will be back in a minute. Ugh. So stay tuned.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Or call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound. The cool goo with the bum transplant.
Bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips.
We love to pump you, Funkenstein. Your pump is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine to pump with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego. With lip and ego tripping and body snatching.
I'll blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the feet pump. Funk with your mind.
We love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. To funk with the rest. Hit me with
honestly speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
I hope y'all got your sunglasses on out there. Me on my ego.
If you haven't told your family you're an organ and tissue donor, you're not! To be an organ and tissue donor, you must tell your family now, even if you've signed something. Then they can carry out your decision later. For a free brochure, call 1-800-355-SHARE. A message from the Coalition on Donation and WAIF-FM.
Tune in Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. for Larry Arnett's The Bottom Line, here only on WAIF 88.3 FM. Check out the real truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories that never make the front page. Be informed. Stay in touch. Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m., Larry Arnett's The Bottom Line.
Larry Arnett really is an interesting show, too. He takes calls. He gets calls from people, kind of like we do here on the Chris and Rob Show. So check out Larry Thursday at 5. Hey, kids, playing inside rusty old refrigerators is dangerous and stupid. Getting inside a rusty old refrigerator is like getting inside your own coffin. If the door shuts while you're inside, you could be trapped and buried alive in a landfill. You will only die sooner as the airtight refrigerator fills with your own carbon dioxide that you've been exhaling as you scream in lonely, dark desperation. So play it safe this winter, kids. Remember, only the stone kids play in rusty old refrigerators. Hello, Trevor. You're on with the Chris and Rob Show.
Yeah, how do you guys stand on cloning? Do you think it's, I don't know.
Hey, man, anything that'll keep these infertile couples from having 19 little bitty, teeny tiny runt babies is good. And I think it'll be good when, you know, you can pickle your organs, and if you need a new one, they can clone one. I think that will be good. I also think that you or I cannot stop the progress of science, and that it is folly to even try.
Well, don't, I think it's wrong, but then again, I mean...
What's wrong with it, Trevor?
I don't know. It's just like, it'd be like taking, you know, a work of art like the Mona Lisa and cloning that. You know what I mean?
People photograph it.
Yeah, but...
They put it on beach towels. They put it on pillows.
Now, the Indians, old Indians from back in the olden days, they used to think that if you took a photograph of them, that you were stealing their soul.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's several hundred years later, Trevor, you and I know better. I can come over to your house and take a Polaroid of you, and you may be an ugly mug, but I'm not going to be stealing your soul.
But what is cloning? Is it...
A cloning is a way of reproduction. Say, Trevor... Let's pretend like you're gay. And you and your lover, we're going to call him Ramon. You want to have a baby, but obviously you and Ramon cannot have a baby. So you flip a coin, Ramon wins. You take some DNA from Ramon, you find a female, you put Ramon's DNA inside an egg from that female. That female carries the child to term, and then, bada bing, bada boom, you can have a baby. That'll be a lot like Ramon genetically, but he will not be a carbon copy of Ramon because the environment in which he grows up will be different. For example, he'll have two gay guys for parents.
But isn't that like messing with, you know, like, isn't that like messing with God and nature and
no,
and
not at all. I think God gave Ian Wilmot, the Scottish scientist, the know-how to clone Dolly the sheep, and I think that God gave us the know-how to create the atom bomb. God gives us these magnificent lumps of soggy hamburger we call brains to figure out the keys to his creations and his world.
But I mean, what if, I don't know, say like you're going to die and you wanted to carry on.
Trevor, you are going to die.
Won't
it? And when you die, you are going to die. And depending on your behavior here on Earth, and whether or not you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will either be welcomed at the gates by St. Peter, or you'll be cast into the fiery pit for all eternal damnation. Now, even if you have yourself cloned, you, my friend, are still going to have to face your Maker on Judgment Day.
Because when you go to heaven, or hell in some people's cases, you're not going to have a body there, and you're not going to look like Trevor from Westwood, and you're not going to look like Rob or Chris from the radio show. You're not going to look like you. You're going to look like, I don't know, how do you look like after you're dead? When your soul is spirited into the heavens.
But do you think it's right or do you think it's wrong?
I think that it is the way it is, and whether it's right or wrong, it's going to happen. We may as well accept it. And I don't believe that you get a soul at creation.
Trevor, it's like any other technology that's been invented over the past 30,000 years. Like, for example, with the atomic bomb, atomic power can be used for good, and it can be used for evil. Automobiles can be used for good, and they can be used for evil. And cloning technology is the same. You can either use it for good, like to make babies for people who can't have them, or even better yet, to create organs for people who need to have surgery.
Like Walt Disney, you know, he was supposedly frozen when he died. And like,
don't be surprised if he comes back real soon.
Yeah, what if they cloned him? There'd be like...
What if?
I mean, what if they just made like... It got out of hand and there's just like billions and it'd be another planet of clones.
Well, you know... Also, with the atomic bomb, what if we went crazy and dropped all of them? We went crazy in the 40s and dropped two. That was bad enough. But what if we went nutso and just decided to drop the rest of them?
On Quebec.
Well, there's all kinds of what-if games we can play with different technologies. What if all the nuclear power plants in the world melt down at the same time? It could cause a chain reaction. Well, you can play what-if games and...
But it's still cloning, you know what I mean? It's not like it's, you know...
So you think because it's cloning, it's inherently evil?
Yeah, it's not going to be... It's not wrong just because it's cloning. It's like any other technology. It can be used for the purposes of good or evil. Certainly, you know, Dr. Evil would create an army of evil clones to invade small South American countries and steal all the cocoa leaves. That would be wrong. But you could create kidneys for people like Evil Knievel who are dying because they don't have all the organs that they need, and that would be a good thing to do.
Oh, no, it's just cloning it.
It's a little creepy. You know, it is a little creepy, Trevor. It is. It really is.
I mean, because, like, if, like, say I was in a hospital and I was in a blackout or something, they decided to clone me without my permission.
Oh, wow.
You know, and
well, that would be evil now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just like if somebody stole your wallet or kicked you in the rear for no reason. That would be evil. And we can all be victims, Trevor. Someone could break into your house tonight and rape your dog, and that would be wrong, but it could happen. Anything evil can happen, and it's a crying shame when it does.
What's up with the snake stories? I got a snake story to tell.
Oh, do you? Should I get the Snakes on the Loose music? Introduce the bit, Rob.
I saw a Snakes on the Loose bit or article in the newspaper over the weekend. I forgot to cut it out. I was scared. I was afraid we might have to miss Snakes on the Loose this week on the Chris and Rob show on WAIF. Fortunately, Trevor, like our white knight, has galloped on a sterling steed and is going to deliver us from a Snakes on the Loose-less week, and he's going to lay a little Snakes on the Loose on us.
Snakes on the Loose is a little bit that we do here on the Chris and Rob show about snakes that get on the loose and do crazy terror things. And here's our phone caller for tonight, Trevor, with another edition of Snakes on the Loose.
When I was a volunteer at the Children's Zoo, after I'd get done working and cleaning out and doing, you know, clean all the pens and stuff, I'd get the snake out, and like one time one of the snakes is retired now. He slithered up to my ear and like hissed in my ear, and like his tongue tickled the inside of my ear. But I was sitting down and he started crawling up toward the gutter like he was trying to get away. It was really weird. It was like he was on his way out of the zoo. It was really strange.
Ooh. And what'd you do?
Oh, I just kind of brought him back down. And
what kind of snake was it?
It was a boa constrictor.
Man, that's frightening.
Yep.
Did he do anything else?
Oh, no. No. They're,
is that
they're,
it?
Yeah, they're tame. They don't...
I'm taking the music off. There's no terror. There's nothing going on there. It's not
he
like
hissed in my ear. He, like, his tongue tickled the inside of my
tickled
ear.
Tickled the inside of your ear.
Other than that,
that's nothing freaky, Trevor. We're looking for when snakes go crazy. They go nuts, and they do crazy things. They rip toilets out of...
Oh, the guy upstairs, who's upstairs, he's got snake bites, rattlesnake bites all up and down his arm.
How'd he get them?
Of surveying.
All right, put that guy on the phone.
Huh?
Yeah, get that guy. Have him call.
Oh, he's out. He's gone. He's gone. I think his toilet's running, though, but he's up the street and went out.
Thanks for your call, Trevor.
Okay.
All right,
this
bye.
Is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We got a phone line open here. 749-1444. WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show. 749-1444.
Radio Reading Services is a not-for-profit organization that broadcasts information and provides personal reading services for the reading impaired. It's funded almost entirely by private contributions. Volunteers read several publications and host a range of talk shows. To volunteer or to get a special receiver to enjoy the program, call Radio Reading Services at 621-4545.
Say, folks, do you enjoy rhythm, tunes, and melody? Then this is definitely not the show for you. If you like burning chickens at midnight and think leather is something to wear rather than sit on, tune into the heaviest metal show this side of Jupiter. The Metal Connection bleeds into your radio every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. The most hardest metal show in Cincinnati, right here on WAIF.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. It's time for a news update. If you'd like to call into the program, the phone number is 749-1444. But first, a news update. Human excrement in the news. There's been a lot of human excrement in the news this week. And this out of Bismarck, North Dakota. You won't be seeing any road signs in North Dakota that warn against dumping bottles of urine. That's right. The State House of North Dakota has voted to kill a bill that it passed this week. It would have imposed a $500 fine to dump human waste on the roadside. Critics say that road signs about the offense might give visitors the wrong idea. They might think that it's really a big problem in North Dakota. The bill that got killed was aimed at people who urinate in plastic bottles rather than stop to visit a restroom. Then, carelessly, they toss the bottle out the window. Later on, highway mowers come along and the bottles explode and the mower drivers get sprayed with urine.
When I was in the Army and we were in Korea, we had these MRE bags. You know what MRE is? A meal ready to eat. And every once in a while, you know, we'd be driving down the road and all the little Korean people would be following us, like, well, hoping we were throwing food and candy off the back of the truck. We never did because we didn't want to encourage them to follow us because it was dangerous to be following a parade of trucks. Well, these MRE bags, these meals ready to eat bags, were very thick plastic. I mean, you had to have a knife or a good set of scissors or something to get into these things if you didn't tear them with a little tab. And one day, we're sitting in the back of the truck, and man, we're not pulling over, and boy, the road is bumpy. And so Falk, this dude from West Virginia, opens an MRE bag, dumps out the food, and pees in the bag.
Oh my God.
Throws out the back of the truck. Man, they see that MRE bag coming out of the back of that truck. They are just waiting for it, and it hits the ground, and piss goes all over, and it was just a mess.
More news of human excrement in the news.
Feces bomb. This is from Colombo, Sri Lanka. This time it really did hit the fan. In Sri Lanka, a prisoner got angry at a judge over a delay in his case, so he threw a bag full of feces at the judge.
What?
The bag got caught in the blades of a ceiling fan, and the fan spewed the contents all over the room. A newspaper says, at first, many of the lawyers in the courtroom thought it was a bomb and they hit the floor. Some even clapped hands over their ears waiting for an explosion. The blast never came, but something else did.
How many lawyers are there in Sri Lanka? What are they talking about, a room full of lawyers? All right, go ahead, Chris.
More human excrement in the news. It doesn't stop. Like I said, it's been a busy week in the news for human excrement. And close to home, out of Cleveland, Ohio, three Cleveland men are accused of holding a man hostage and making him watch as they urinated and cut themselves. Police say that these three kidnappers were inspired by Gigi Allen, a punk rock musician who died in 1993 of cocaine and heroin overdose. Gigi Allen was known for defecating on stage and smearing excrement and blood on himself. Police say that these three Cleveland men made their victim sit naked for several hours on the 5th of January while their gross alleged acts occurred in front of him.
They are charged with kidnapping and picking a really bad rock star to imitate.
Oh, Gigi Allen was just horrible. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That's all the human excrement we have in the news this week. But trust us, we are your eyewitness news team here. And if any more human excrement raises its ugly head...
Are we the official human excrement station?
Exactly. Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444.
Baby, made me cry, baby. Happy Hours Nickelodeon Theater kindly requests that the ladies remove their hats so one and all may see those crazy cops in a fun-filled, pie-filled motor car chase. Keystone Capers or Custard's Last Stand.
There's two things that appreciate a warm hand. That's an entertainer and a cow. How now, Brown the cow?
Same way, Black Bull.
As you all know, this is the Satellite Hotel, and we have a direct line here from Cape Canaveral. The last missile we sent up circled the moon, and radio flashes signals are coming back now, which actually describe the inhabitants of the moon. Up on the moon, the moon men are built just like the earth men, but the moon women are built a little differently than the earth women. In this respect, the moon women have their bosoms on their backs. Doesn't make them any more attractive, but a lot more fun to dance with. And as the mosquito said when he entered the nudist colony, there's so much to do here, I don't know where to start. The scene, the YWCA. Two Salvation Army girls taking a shower after an arduous trek through the city streets attempting to save souls. Taking a shower, one of them turns to the other and,
Mabel, look at the size of your navel.
The other one said,
all right, tomorrow you carry the flag.
Bill Carty live at the Satellite Hotel.
Pompano Beach, Florida.
There ain't nobody funnier than Bill Carty, except for maybe I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Show on WAIF. Wow, ain't I funky radio in Cincinnati, Ohio. The phone number, if you want to call into the program and talk to Chris.
And Rob.
Is
749-1444.
Again, that number, 749-1444. Check out the Chris and Rob website at cincinnatlas.com. It's easy to find. It's easy to spell. CincinnatLas.com. Cincinnatlas.com is your link up to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show webpage featuring all kinds of audio from the show that you can download and listen to in your own home. So check it out, cincinnatlas.com.
I'm looking for scores. Kentucky played tonight, played Georgia. We need a score of that, 749-1444. Indiana played Minnesota. We need the score of that, 749-1444. If you know the score of either the Kentucky or the Indiana game, or, hey, why not both? If you know the score of both of those, give us a call, 749-1444. And it makes you kind of wonder, you know, tomorrow's a big crosstown shootout. Or actually, Thursday. Thursday's the
Man,
big crosstown.
Man, that's right around the corner.
Shootout. Do you think we as a society put too much emphasis on sports? Little kiddie games that people play. We just seem to...
Sports is fun. I like sports.
Hold on. We have a sports update from Big Jim.
Kentucky's in overtime, 72-all.
Oh, my God. Now, that's why nobody's listening tonight. Everybody's checking out the KY game. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, they're in Georgia, and Georgia plays tough at home.
Right. And, you know... what's his name? Tubby Smith?
Tubby's kid. Gigi Smith.
That's right. He plays for Georgia.
And Saul Smith plays for Kentucky.
It's almost like the Shula Bowl, but not quite. Remember when the Bengals played the Dolphins? And Don Shula was coaching the Dolphins, and
yes.
Poor little Davey Shula was struggling with the Cincinnati Bengals. Got his ass beat by his old man.
Dave doesn't have a job in football yet, does he?
I don't think he does. That's a shame, too.
But, you know, it's Super Bowl week this week as well. Where are you watching the game, Chris?
What game?
The Super Bowl game, which will be played Sunday. The Atlanta Falcons.
Haven't thought about it. It doesn't seem that exciting to me. I might have better things to do.
You're not going to watch the Super Bowl?
No, I think I'm going to stay home and clip my toenails up to the knuckle and rub Tabasco sauce all over my feet.
What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Were you just being silly?
Just being silly.
Were you just funning?
Yeah. Well, no, it was fun to watch Atlanta come from behind last week and beat Minnesota. That was kind of fun. Everybody loves to see an underdog come back and win. But Atlanta, Denver, I guess it'd be kind of fun to root against Denver, but, you know, who cares? At least around here. if you live in Denver or Atlanta, or if you're a fan of one of those teams, that's one thing. But around here, who really cares?
And with the weather being very nice, you know, maybe people will go out and hang out in the yard and stuff.
Yeah, maybe I'll mow my lawn. I think that's
what I'll
do.
Well, I wouldn't get carried away. I wouldn't actually do work. Just go out there and throw a frisbee around or something.
You want to come over and toss frisbee with me?
No, I don't want to come over to your house and toss frisbee. You don't have a yard. You got like a hill. You live on a hill.
We
that's
can
all
have
it
a barbecue. We'll have a barbecue and we'll toss frisbee. It'll be great. We'll play Van Halen really loud in the front yard. The neighbor girls will come over and say, "Is that David Lee Van Halen?" And we'll say, "Oh yeah, we don't play none of that new Van Halen."
Ronald McDonald Head, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, we don't
Van
play
Halen.
None of that Van Halen in my yard on my front porch. We only listen to Diver Down.
Or Gary Cherone Van Halen. Yeah. That's
so check it out.
Pathetic.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. The phone number is 749-1444.
Hey man.
What?
We've been calling Tyrone Yates for 3 weeks now, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been trying
he
to...
He never called back once.
No, you know, it's one thing. Chris and Rob talk show, we've had on all members of City Council
he's
at one time
ass.
Or another. Todd Portune always calls us back. Jim Tarbell, we call him at his restaurant, Arnold's. He's always drunk, but he'll talk to us. We call Tyrone Yates. The guy won't even return our call.
He's a punk.
Now, you know, sometimes we call Phil Heimlich, and everybody who's a regular listener of the show knows that Chris and Rob are the antithesis of everything that Phil Heimlich stands for. We think he's wrong about just about everything, but you know what? I'll give the guy credit for one thing. Phil Heimlich personally returns every message I've ever left for him, and he's always very polite and cordial, even though he knows we disagree with him greatly.
Now, Phil Heimlich has fascist tendencies. He turned his back on his Jewish heritage to embrace the sweet baby Jesus for votes.
But Tyrone Yates,
but at least
a guy,
he calls back.
Here's a guy that I kind of agree with. Tyrone Yates has been spearheading this create a citizen committee to oversee the police force, to oversee police violence and all this. And it sounds like a good idea.
I don't think it's to oversee police violence.
Yes, it is.
I think it's to look into when police have to.
You know what I mean.
Well, you make it sound like, you know, we're going to make sure the police are being violent enough.
No, the opposite.
Hold on. Come here. Officer O'Malley, you haven't beat up a single kid or even took money from a hooker and I reported it this month. You're in a lot of trouble.
And when I called Mr. Yates' office, I even said to the girl who answered the phone, we'd like to not only interview Tyrone Yates, maybe invite him down to the studio, but we'd be a very approachable audience for him because we pretty much agree with him. We'd be an easy show for him to do. We agree.
Are the citizens of the fair city of Cincinnati, Ohio, actually paying not only Tyrone Yates' salary to be on council, but he has an assistant?
Yeah.
Are we paying for this guy's assistant?
He's got a couple of assistants.
He has assistants?
But you know what? Neither Tyrone Yates nor any of his assistants have returned any of my calls since the first week of January. And to that, I must wonder, why isn't he returning phone calls?
I can give you a couple reasons.
He hasn't even sent me a note saying, thank you for the invitation, but I decline. That would be at least a polite thing to do. I couldn't chastise him for that.
Two reasons why he won't call back.
Why?
Number one, he's a moron. Number two, he's borderline retarded.
Well, number three, he's not running anymore. This is his last term. And he's not going to run after this term, so maybe he just doesn't care
about the
people of Cincinnati anymore.
He's still a servant of the people. If he's still going to cook up these half-thought-out, harebrained schemes to get his name in the paper, he needs to follow that up by getting his name on late-night WAIF talk shows like Chris and Rob. Tyrone Yates, if you have any guts, and we weren't even trying to attack you, we kind of agree with your little pinhead idea of
a
police review committee.
It's not a pinhead idea. It's a great idea, I think.
Well, how many review committees?
I think it's a fantastic
idea. How many review
idea.
Committees do we need?
We don't have one.
We should have one, and it does its job well.
You don't want the police to oversee the police, do you? Because they're a good old boys network. They're just going to pat each other on the back no matter what. Oh, you beat up another black kid this weekend? Cool. We'll give you an extra star for that.
Well, now you're speaking the evil that you're not supposed to speak. That it's a good old boy network.
Well, that's
and that
what
the
it
cops
is.
Are trained liars and the judges will always believe the cops because they all hang out together.
Oh, go figure.
And that, you know, and if you're outside the system, you're screwed. You're not supposed to mention that.
Have you ever gone to court without a lawyer and won? Even a simple traffic case?
No.
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 Because you got to get a lawyer who's tied into the good old boys network. That's why you get a lawyer, not because they went to school, not because they study law, and not even necessarily because they're good orators. But you get a lawyer because he knows everybody, and he drinks beer with the judge, and he even might even know the cop. Probably plays poker with the cop on the weekends. And they know each other, and they strike deals, and they got their own thing going on that you're not a part of.
So Tyrone Yates, we weren't completely opposed to your idea. We favored it to some extent. But we just wanted more information. We wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and we wanted to put you on the radio and try to get more support for you. We wanted the police and the people and the citizens and the criminals to all hear what you had on your mind.
But instead, you big moron, you chickened out, you were rude. You could have called back and said, hey, fellas, listen, I'm Tyrone Yates. I'm the man with the plan. I'm the Master P. I don't mess around with WAIF. But you didn't even do that, Tyrone. You just didn't call back. What kind of nonsense is that? As members of the working media in Cincinnati, Ohio, you should have called us back, Tyrone Yates. But enough about that retard.
Yeah, this is the Chris and Rob Show. If you'd like to call into the program, if Tyrone Yates is tuned in, please call. 749-1444 is the phone number. 749-1444.
Went by the stadium tonight, the future stadium site. Looks like they're progressing quite well on that Paul Brown Stadium.
Can you believe that the Bengals are going to play in that?
Unfortunately, it's going to be like putting earrings on a pig, I guess. You'll have this ugly, hideous team, the Cincinnati Bengals, playing in the state-of-the-art new facility.
Are they going to become a better team because they're going to have a new stadium? No! Are they going to become a better team ever? It's not looking like it.
Will the new stadium actually give the team a little heart, give them a little desire to win? Who knows? Kind of doubt it.
A little momentum, perhaps, but I bet you it won't mean a thing in wins. Not as long as the Cincinnati Bengals are under the management situation that they're under now. It's been like this for 8 years. The Bengals haven't won more than 3 games a season in like 8 years.
You know what the architects and the engineers and the construction workers should do? To send a message to the Bengals. If they are Bengal fans, and if they love the Bengals, and if they want to send a message to help this franchise in the 21st century, when they build the hallway where the offices are, they should, when they put the name plaques on the doors, they should put big giant name plaque, one that says on one door, Mike Brown, team owner. Then on a door across the hall, they should put a big giant plaque that says, general manager.
I heard that.
So he'll hire somebody in there. Or a big plaque that says, director of player personnel. So maybe Mike Brown will get the hint that he needs some help running the team. Instead, he's got a brand new stadium. Looks like the construction is moving right along. The weather's been pretty favorable. It was cold a couple weeks ago, but hell, this week, it's been like spring. They've been going crazy down there, moving earth, bringing in stuff. The traffic's all gnarly, and it's kind of scary to drive there when you have to go through the little skinny concrete walls.
So at least the Cincinnati Bengals can do one thing right, and that's get a stadium built. But that's about it. It looks like it's going to be a nice stadium.
Should it look at the diagrams and the mock-ups and all that stuff. Look absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, too bad you and I will never absolutely attend a game fabulous there, because we're not going to be able to afford a seat.
So don't you kind of miss the good old days when you could count on a UC player getting arrested by this point in the season?
And not going to happen this season, is it?
Now, it looks to me like maybe, you know, maybe Huggins doesn't have any felons.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. Wow! Ain't I funky radio in Cincinnati.
Hey, you're too big to be wrestling with that pinball machine. Leave that alone. Don't tilt that pinball machine
Cincinnati
like that.
Hey, check it out. This is the Chris and Rob Show winding up another show. But check this out. Next week.
Two weeks from now.
Well, we'll talk about next week.
What's going on next week?
We got nothing planned at all. But the week after?
Open Phones America next week?
No, well, February 9th, the Tuesday afterwards, in 2 weeks, Bob Larson, world famous demon exorcist and radio evangelical personality, will be joining the Chris and Rob Show. That's in 2 weeks. If you've never heard of Bob Larson.
Hold on. So the show before Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year, we're going to have Bob Larson on talking about devil possession.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't be better.
So check it out. That's in 2 weeks right here on the Chris and Rob Show. WAIF. And if you don't know much about Bob Larson, he's got a website. And it's linked up right now on the Chris and Rob website.
Is it www.boblarson?
I have no idea, but I do know that it's linked up to the Chris and Rob website. So if you want to know more about Bob Larson, check out his website. It's accessible on the links section of the Chris and Rob homepage at www.cincinnatlas.com.
Bob Larson does exorcisms. He'll get the devil out of you. I don't know if he does faith healing, but he does exorcism. He's an expert on devil worship and an expert on demon possession, and he's a fascinating guy. He's written 312 books. He's put out 715 videos. He knows all about demonic messages in the rock and roll music that you or your children listen to, and Bob Larson never fails to satisfy.
That's in 2 weeks right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So tune in next week anyway. We'll have something really exciting next week as well.
Ooh, cloning part two.
John Ridley is here. He's ready to spin some jazz music for you until the break of dawn. So the Outside Inside Jazz Show is coming up. A little more inside tonight than outside.
That's the good stuff, that inside stuff. That's good, man.
So stay tuned. WAIF Cincinnati.